coming to you from our new home at DynastyLeagueFootball.com and a DLF family of podcasts. We are the Superflex Super Show. We talk QB values, Superflex strategies, evaluate and debate Superflex trades, plus our own twist on Superflex team management with exercises like Tinderflex, Super 6, and You Are Nuts. So when you're done with this awesome DLF podcast, find us on Twitter at Superflex Show and join us in a discussion of the fastest growing format in all of fantasy football, Superflex, on the Superflex Super Show.
Let the games begin. Let the games begin.
Passed out. All my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive.
I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the key for the win. Let the games begin.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Dynasty Game Night. I tried to think of the number we were on. I don't remember. I'll have to check it before I title this episode. But it's Dynasty Game Night, and that's what's important. And today, we have an audience today, actually. But first, let's get to our competing competitors, the people on the show that are going to be trying to answer my questions. First is John Bosch. Nobody cares. But we have the rookie fever duo of Swags and Finero. So each of you guys, take a second, introduce yourselves, tell them, well, Swags, the 16 shows you do. Finero, I know you do at least one. So you guys, tell everybody who you are, what you do, and where they can find what you do.
You do it, Finero.
All right, sure. So I am Michael. Not everybody knows that. Michael Finero. Swags coined me the Feverish Finero. Kind of worked with our brand, I guess, right? Rookie Fever. Swags really carries the show, to be honest. He gets all of our
great guests. I wouldn't say that.
He gets all of our great guests. He's just absolute treat to co-host with. He's taught me over the
I don't know why I let you talk.
Listen to me. You've taught me.
Well, your choice.
You've taught me to get out of my comfort zone. I used to have like show sheets about 3 pages long.
Gross.
And he's caught me to kind of like just cut.
Who said gross?
Enjoy. Oh, dude, Russ, they were color coded. It was crazy organization.
If you invited me on your show when that happened, I would have just either said nope, yep. Or just not looked at it. Either way.
So like I said, Swags has kind of taught me the ropes. I think that's kind of the, we'll call it the industry standard, is to kind of fly loosey-goosey, where it's taken me a while to get used to that. But, you can find me at Aardvark TV.
But you're good at it. Like, thanks, that's the thing. Like,
thanks, man.
I don't know. Yeah, that's all I'll say. But he's at Aardvark TV. We do Rookie Fever. I also do at Super Flexible Podcasts and Fantasy Football Breakdown. And I'm super excited to be here. Like, I've listened to this show. I don't think I've ever answered a question before anybody while I'm a listener. So I don't think I'm going to
magic of editing,
This is going to be freaking fun. So, you can edit. Russ is seriously going to edit questions I say, like your answers in front of your guys's.
Yeah, that's how it's done.
I mean, to be fair, if it makes John lose, I will absolutely do that. But no,
he's saying you don't really
notice that. Yeah, that's very, very fair. To be fair.
But you're too kind, Finero.
People don't realize how long there are some gaps after a question, especially name game. Like tens of minutes can go by.
Maybe just like,
that makes me feel a lot better.
Let me exaggerate, Matt, who I didn't even introduce yet. But yeah, no. So the fact that you don't scream them out before everyone else is, like, honestly, most of them are because we edit out the silences, and I try to leave the ums just so people feel like that it isn't like so easy to the people on the show, but I don't think people want to sit in their car for 6 minutes of silence while people actually try and get the answer. So don't feel too bad just yet. And plus, we're in for a fun name game today anyway.
Oh, nice.
Okay, so we met Swags, and yes, by the way, I'm just going to keep calling you Finero. I do know your first name. It's just that you have the one named co-host, so it feels weird to use one name, but then use your full name.
Yeah, I agree.
And you heard him jump in anyway. Matt Price is here. He is just visiting, heckling, and helping the other guys cheat when they play against John. If Matt knows the answer and John doesn't, we're going to let Matt give the other guys the answer just so John doesn't win again.
Oh, I really don't remember John that being part of it.
I didn't know that's how we're going to do it, but that's even more fun.
I disagree with this rule, but that's okay.
I like it.
We have very strict guidelines. No, we don't. Okay, so let's get into the episode while we're at it. So as always, we have three games, and with me, as always, we have a name game, we have a trade game, and I made a very fun ADP cliffhanger, which I'll explain when we start with the game. You know what, John? What game should we play first?
Well, let's just start with it. I feel like we should make people, you know, fast forward to the end and skip 30 to get to the name game. But now we'll just start with the name game. Let's go for it.
Oh, boy.
All right. So here's my name game. I've been holding on to this one for a while, waiting for just the right time. And then I've decided there's never going to be a right time. So we're just doing it now. Today's name game.
Did you tell them to get pen and paper and all that stuff?
I know already from being a listener, so
okay.
I have my pen and paper.
I have literally never used pen and paper. I don't know what you guys write down.
Everything that I then ask you to repeat.
Pretty much, yeah.
The only thing I have written down is, yes, by the way, every single time I hear that phrase. The only thing I do write down is the teams in the divisions, because same. I could never, like, under pressure, I could not think of who is where. But, otherwise.
No, I write down, like, division when you say it, and then I try and write the position, too, if I can write fast enough.
Oh, no. I literally
this
just,
is
like,
so
I have
boring.
To write
Let's
down
go.
Who's.
We need an episode on DG and strategy, is what we need, I think, is what we need a strategy episode.
Clue number one.
I told you, I just want to be part of the group. I don't necessarily care about any of this stuff. I just want to feel included. Okay, so let's get started. Now, I've struggled with this, but I'm going to sing. I don't care. My voice is bad. Get ready for it.
Oh, wow.
It's happening. Okay, but the name game. First, I guess, let's go over the rules of it. In this case, there's going to be two parts of the clue. One is going to be me singing a song from Disney, and the other is going to be a division and position for an NFL player. What you're going to need to do is meld the next line of the song into the name of the player. It looks like, okay, I have one where it's the player into the next line of the song. So most of them are song first. But if I sing first, the line of the song goes first. If I say the division position, the player goes first.
Got it.
When you think you know the answer, yell your name. That's your buzzer. If you get it without any hints, that's 3 points. One hint, 2 points. Two hits, 1 point. When it's time for hints, you guys talk amongst yourself and decide whether you want a hint for the song or a hint for the player. I'll give you what team he's on.
Gotcha.
So, all right. I mean, let's just get to this. I'm getting butterflies.
I can't all
right, here we go. First one. This was such a bad decision. Oh, this is awesome. All right, here we go. Mr. Aladdin, sir, what will your pleasure be? Let me take your order, jot it down. And AFC West wide receiver.
It would help.
See, what's awesome is usually we have to like repeat the thing, which means I'm going to have to re-sing that part of the song, which is
awesome. Does the last word blend into the first name?
Yes.
Last word you sang? Okay.
The first.
Oh, the last.
No. The last word of the next line.
The next line. Okay, yeah.
Oh, the next line. Not only I have to know the next line. Oh my god. Yes.
Which is why I did this.
Don't use your
phone
a friend on this.
I knew to do this when you were not on here because you said you did not know Disney at all.
Is it a clue?
Despite the fact that he literally worked at Disney.
Is it a clue to ask you to sing the song you worked on?
That's true.
To sing what?
Is it a clue? Is it asking for a clue to hear you to sing the song one more time?
No.
What if we ask you to sing a little
honestly
better?
I'm not doing that to make you feel embarrassed. I literally don't even remember what you just sung. I know what movie it's from.
I mean, I said
I
it.
I hope so.
Mr. Aladdin, sir, what will your pleasure be? Let me take your order, jot it down.
I think I know the song line, but I can't think of any receivers.
I wish I knew the song line.
I really felt like I made these super easy.
Man.
AFC West. I'm ready for the team name whenever.
Chiefs.
Maybe I just have the line completely messed up.
I would assume so because this is super easy.
Oh, crap.
Right now.
Sing it so one more easy. Time. Sing it in like that real tempo, Russ. Get into it.
Mr. Aladdin, sir, what will your pleasure be? Let me take your order, jot it down.
The line that I'm thinking of rhymes with the B, so maybe I'm just totally off.
Matt.
Oh, Russ is looking at me like, no.
You guys are serious?
Matt, yeah. I got it. I think I got it.
Go.
You ain't never had a friend like me, Cole Hardman?
Yes!
Oh, you ain't never had a friend like
me. Come on. I didn't even know the line, but I put it together once I had the team.
Nope, you sure nailed it, Matt. Good job.
Oh, come on. It's the name of the song.
Okay, Russ, you know you're going to be sorely disappointed, right?
You want to give each of Swags and Fanero a half a point? I mean, I don't know how you
yeah,
do that.
Yeah, that seems terrible.
I mean, I was really close, so.
All right, this does not give me much hope for the rest of it, but we're going to do it anyway.
Next clue.
Hey, Russ, I didn't have much hope for myself when I came on, to be honest with you.
All right. Well, at least I'm going to have fun. That's what matters. All right. So this is, next one is where the the player comes first. So NFC West tight end. And dinner here is never second best. Go on, unfold your menu. Take a glance and then you'll.
All right. John.
Go.
Tyler Higg, be our guest, be our guest. Put our magic to the
test. Thank you. I'm so happy you sang. I was really hoping someone would do it sooner or later.
Have you ever had the gray stuff? I hear it's delicious.
I legitimately do hear they have gray stuff at Disney, and it is delicious.
They do. Apparently, you can order it. I have not, because I have not paid for the dinner in the castle or whatever, whichever dinner that is part of.
I did, but we got canceled this year.
Oh, well, yeah.
You guys lied. There's definitely no pause that you're adding out of that one. Like, he was on that.
That some, one, no. But
sometimes we get it a little faster than the editing.
As opposed to the 4 minutes we had to wait for the guy not playing to get the first one. Okay.
Yeah, that was like the white man can't jump in you, like playing us just a little bit there.
We go in Sizzler. Ain't no thing. All right. Next one. Let it go. Let it go, turn away and slam the door. I don't care what they're going to say. Let the storm rage on. And the AFC North wide receiver.
AFC North.
Wide receiver.
Wide receiver.
Matt?
No, Matt, not you. Not, no. No, Matt.
Fanero?
Go.
And the...
Oh, I got it. If you and doesn't.
The... Snow Odell Beckham never bothered me?
Nope.
No, and it's the end of... It's the last word.
Anyway, Jay Green.
And the cold never bothered me anyway, Jay Green.
How did I forget AJ Green? Like, that's the easiest answer we ever use in this. Like, it always is an A.
Yep.
It's rivaled by Ezekiel Elliott.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so this one, I now lost faith that anyone will actually get this. So here is...
It's going to be like Milan or something.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we'll be these guys know Milan
no,
now.
We do not.
Reflections. God, you guys are the worst.
I know the name of that song, but I do not know how it goes.
Still don't know the name of it. I have heard it 100 times since.
All right, so the next one. Clearly, I can tell you it's 101 Dalmatians, so I hope you're up on your 101 Dalmatians. Cruella de Vil, Cruella de Vil, if she don't scare you. AFC South wide receiver. Like, this is the one game I should have brought Brian Haar on for.
Oh, man.
I mean, sing it one more time.
Cruella de Vil, Cruella de Vil, if she don't scare you.
I'm going to take a shot at it. I'll go John.
Go.
Nobody Will Fool Her. That just would make sense in the
gonna
song.
Gonna be honest. I'm just gonna give it to you because it's close enough. No evil thing will.
No evil thing will. No, I don't know that I should get it because I definitely didn't know that line.
It doesn't matter. No one else was gonna get it.
Half a point. Half a point.
Yeah, I'll take that half a point that they gave. That you gave fair, Matt.
There's only one more question. To be fair, there's only one more question. So I mean, John won this anyway. Okay, last one. Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata ain't no passing craze. It means no worries for the rest of your days. NFC East running back.
John.
I hate you guys so much for ruining this.
It's our problem-free philosophy, Zeke Elliott.
Yep.
Hakuna Matata. Hakuna.
This is two shows in a row. You guys have ruined my name.
How did I ruin that? Around. I totally got that one. I knew that one.
But the last question, you're like, oh, yeah, AJ Green, we always use. Oh, just like Ezekiel Elliott.
And oh, yes, yes, like, yes. Oh,
son of a bitch.
And, well, I was even going to praise you because you went with Higbee. Like, that's also a little bit out. Like, we usually end somebody in E, but it wasn't usually Tyler Higbee. But of course, he's Mr. Popular now, so that was really perfect.
I tried to do a little not the same every single time.
Oh, Russ, I'm surprised you don't have more of those.
John has all the cheat codes.
Disney songs I do listen to quite frequently. Not the 101 Dalmatians soundtrack.
Okay, so since John won that game, he gets to choose name game or ADP cliffhanger.
We have another name game option?
Trade game, my bad.
Oh,
I mean, well, to be fair, I could, but.
So I am terrible at both of these. So let's go with ADP.
Okay. So this was a fun one. This is different. You're going to have to guess the difference in ADP between June DLF ADP and Scott Fishbowl ADP.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Nice. Wow. So yeah. June DLF Dynasty Startup ADP.
Yep. And Fishbowl redraft ADP.
Wow. All righty then. I assume we're not using Superflex, or are we using...
Well, we have to because...
Okay, so we are using... Superflex. Okay.
So yes, it is Superflex. The only thing you have to keep in mind is DLF does not do tight end premium, but Scott Fishbowl was. So keep that in mind because I do have at least one tight end in here.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you a player, and you are just going to name the amount of spots difference between the two. That you think it is.
It's 21 before you fall off?
21 before you... Once you break 21, you're out.
Right.
Since John will go first, and then Swags, and then Finero. The first player we are going to do is Allen Robinson.
This is overall. It's not even positional, right?
Overall. Correct. Overall and, between, you know, right? Absolute value. Okay. You don't have to say up 30, down 16. Just give me 30 or 16.
I literally have no idea where he went in either of these options. Wide receivers don't get drafted in SFB. But I don't feel like he's getting taken all that highly in Dynasty startups either.
Yep, good point.
I'll go 7.
Okay. Swags, you're up.
Oh, okay. I thought we were...
Everyone gives.
So I'm going to say like 35.
Oh, wow.
One of us is approaching that cliff in a real fast pace.
I'm going to split.
Man, like, in Bosch, it might even be my draft style a little bit, but I just know that, like, I was waiting on wide receivers a lot in the Scott Fish Bowl.
Oh, I think we all were.
Because of what you said in scoring, so I'm just going extreme, yeah.
Okay, Swags, I love you and don't want you to be out already.
That's he's not right. Well, okay, I don't think he's 20, been drafted as highly 23. In dynasty startups. I think that's more of the issue.
I love Allen Robinson, though. Maybe that's part of the problem, too. 23. I'll say 23.
In your startups, maybe he gets drafted really high.
All right, Finero.
I'll go 11.
Ooh, I like 11 a little better than 7. Okay,
so you shouldn't. DLF, he is 41st overall. In SFB, he was 47th overall for a difference of 6.
Wow.
Oh, wow. That's super close. Oh, we
missed by 1. Nice.
Yeah. So John has 1, Swags has 17, and Finero has 5.
All right. Good thing you brought him down there, little Russ. That was nice of you.
Catching up to do.
All right.
Russ, what did you think when I threw out 7?
I guess that was a stronger hint than I thought. I should have went like 15.
You should not base it off what I say. I told him
he should go lower.
Oh, yeah, yes.
You should have at least subtracted 21 from what you said. all right, so next we are going to do – hold on, I'm not going to go in order now because some of these are pretty erratic. Let's do Clyde Edwards-Hilaire. John was the closest, then Finero, then Swags this time. So John, go first.
I'll say 4. I think he's pretty close in each of these.
Okay. So
I feel like he was second round in both of them.
John says 4.
I'll go
Finero.
I'll go 6.
Oh man, it's so close together. I guess I'll just split it and go 5.
That's good gameplay right there. Matt loves that answer.
Son of a bitch. Okay, sorry. So one more time, what did you say, John?
I don't. What was the correct answer? I'm sorry.
No, he didn't say the correct answer.
Yeah,
no. I said 4. Swag said 5, and Finero said 6.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
I think you guys are all. I'm going to say you're all low.
I think he's in the second in both of these.
What do you think it is, Matt?
That's kind of what I was thinking too. Like,
I think it's like more like 8 or 9.
Or
so we're not like super low.
No, wait, hold on. Just
go one more.
It's 8 or 9 or
10. Or is 10. It 10?
Yeah, 10. He has ADP in DLF of 21 and SFB 31. 10. So John gained.
So that means I've got like 22.
Yeah, you're out already.
You know, I probably should have known that because I was the 101 and he was one that I was hoping would get back to me at the end of the second in SFB, which would have been the 24th pick overall. He did not make it.
Oh, yeah,
probably should have used that knowledge and come a little closer there.
No, to be fair, you weren't really all that far off.
To be fair. you say it so much, Russ.
I know. Son of a bitch. All right, so now we have Swags with 22, so he fell off that cliff already.
But
we have John with 7 and Finero with 9.
This next one's probably going to be.
I'm going to try and push you from the back here. So if you feel a nudge in your back, just keep moving.
That's John's play style too.
Yes. All right, go on, Russ.
Next player. Let's do AJ Brown. And this time Finero was closest, so he's going to go first.
I was, wasn't I? AJ Brown.
Yes.
Wide receiver's going later again. Super loved in DLF. I think this is gonna be a stretch now.
Yeah, I agree with you here.
I gotta protect my points though. I'm gonna get crazy.
We got someone on here that thinks like you, John.
There's gotta be. Smart. Oh yeah, it means talks like holding out. All right, so it has to be. I'm gonna go bold. I'm gonna go 18 spots.
Oh, I wrote down 25, but now I want to change it a little bit and not go that far away from you. I wanted to say 25.
I really think you should go higher.
No, I'm definitely not going higher.
But what if it actually is higher and I'm trying to help you out?
I'd be okay with that.
That would never
happen. It really won't matter if I as long as I don't fall over further than he does. So,
right.
So let's see. You said 18. I'm going to say, man, 20 is the right safe answer, but I'll go with 22.
Those are both really good.
You should have just stuck with one higher than Finero because it was 19.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Hmm. I should have seen. That's why I should have said 20. That
would have
been the perfect answer.
Should have gone higher. Okay, so let's.
I'm actually surprised it was that close, to be honest, because I really thought he went way later. And I mean, where is he in DLF now? I assume he's close to the early second round, or
39 totally, in DLF totally and 58 in Scott Fishbowl.
Yeah, I was not thinking super flex. That's a mess up.
All right, so you guys are now tied at 10. And the next guy we're going to do is Mark Andrews. Now, reminder again, DLF ADP is not tight end premium, even though SFB was. Finero goes first because he was closest.
All right, so Andrews is going freaking high as hell in everyone I saw. So I know
exactly where he went in SFB. Exactly.
I know where he went too because I took him.
That was cemented.
Same.
Down. So now
I
you
took
have
him as go. Well. So I've already told you where he probably went.
If it was tight end premium on DLF, it would be much easier. All right, so that's got to be let's call it a round different. No, yeah, because he still views the top three guys. So I'm going to go 12.
I was thinking a round and a half. Oh, and we're tied now, aren't we?
Yeah.
So I can't. I don't want to go 18 because that's really far away. I'll go 18. That's what I was thinking originally. 18.
You're probably closer.
I think you guys are both way off.
Oh wow.
Good.
Yeah. Way off. I think like way off.
Good. He's then it's hopefully it's above 18 and he's further off than I am.
I think is it two rounds? 24.
It's damn near close to three rounds.
I was gonna say like 30 was gonna be my guess.
33.
Oh man. I don't care. I mean, you know my feelings on tight end premium. It literally makes no difference. You take the right players at the right spots. Wow. I'm just higher on Mark Andrews than everybody else, I guess.
So
even though others are high on him.
I definitely fell off. Did John?
Sorry, you both fell off the cliff, yeah. And Finero fell further. So technically John wins, but that's a dirty win.
Ooh.
So, I mean, John won the night, but we're still going to play the trade game because I made it. So we're going to do it.
That's probably worth double, though.
Nice.
Yeah, it sounds good, right? This is
Is Andrews? What tight end? I assume it's going Kittle, Kelsey, Andrews still?
Yeah, he's still tight end three.
Yeah.
But
all right, I mean, just
non-T premium on DLF, you know.
Let's see.
Still,
I feel stupid for that.
Other guys I pulled were Gardner Minshew, who is 21 spots difference. He's 79 in DLF, 100 in SFB, which I found pretty curious. I thought it'd be the other way around.
I would have immediately thought that too, because you know he's only a 1 year guy. So why would you want him in a dynasty?
Exactly. So that really was going to be my conversation piece that you guys took away.
Just a smash Bobby's heart. Let's go on.
Teddy Bridgewater, I put up here as what I thought was going to be a little bit of a trick. Like how many spots away you guys think Teddy Bridgewater is between the two?
I would guess he was 30 higher in SFB than he is in dynasty.
What about you, Swags?
I'm going to say 5.
Okay. Nobody else bother guessing 5.
Wow.
5 spots difference. I thought it was going to be so much more.
Yeah.
I'm not sold on it. The beginning when you said you were surprised. So, and after we talked about Gardner and I felt like, I just felt like it was a smaller variance. And I mean, if Teddy's not really my guy in Dynasty, to be honest with you, but if he's checking it down, like he could really be good in this scoring, like just little drop offs. I don't know. I don't mind it.
Okay. And the next two were just in case this game was going on for too long and I figured I would end it because Drew Brees. Anybody want to take a guess?
He was going real early. I'm going to guess 60.
Anybody
he was
else
one in the
guess?
First round for a good reason.
54.
I did 40. 50.
55. I guess you guys, that really wouldn't have thrown you guys off that much. You guys were all really close.
55! He went 55. like Ghost took him at like fifth or sixth in my division.
Yeah, like he went. I mean,
I was in mine too.
So
he has a DLF ADP of 69, nice, and a Scott Fishbowl ADP of 14. And then the last guy I picked was Zach Ertz. Anybody want to take a guess?
What was Andrews? 36.
Exactly. I'm just gonna go with the Andrews one.
Andrews was 33 apart.
I'll say 47.
40.
42.
Yeah, I mean, I like the number 42, but the answer is 46.
Ooh, I was close.
You were very close. He has a DLF ADP of 76 and Scott Fishbowl ADP of 30.
Wow.
All right, and I really honestly, I went over that because I didn't want this entire episode to be done in 20 minutes. So I stalled a little bit.
No, it's also fun. That's actually one of the things that some people like to hear, the ADP occasionally. Yeah. Not everybody reads.
I'm surprised by Ertz a little bit. Yeah,
you know, some other people.
Some other people do read it. I will agree, as they should. It's probably a valuable tool that I should probably use from time to time.
Or at least because you know you play these games where Matt and I use that against you.
Yes.
Yes, I know that. That's really annoying.
All right, but we're going to move on to the trade game, and I'll use the right word this time. The way we are doing this is I'm going to give you. Most of the time, I'm going to give you one player. There's one that there's two players just for fun. You have to give me one player of a different position. And this is Superflex. I use the DLF Trade Analyzer because we are a DLF podcast. We're company men. So I'm going to...
That's a different company.
Different company. I mean, if they want to pick us up, I'm here for it. All right.
DLF will be like, good, leave.
Do they still know we're here? So I'm going to give you one player. You give me another player in a different position. It doesn't matter what other position. I don't care. As long as it's not the same one that guy plays, because we used to do multiple players and John was a filthy, filthy cheater. Sorry, strategist, however you want to say it.
A strategist, I prefer to go by.
You would. Okay, so since I have it listed on the sheet, as John, Swags, and Finero, that's the order we're going to go in for the first one.
Seems fair.
All right, do it.
The first player is DK Metcalf.
Oh, well, he plays for a terrible team, so.
Which is why I chose him.
That's just to take a shot at Ross. I don't actually think the Seahawks are a terrible team, folks. So I have to give a player at a different position. When did you pull these numbers? Today?
Yesterday.
Oh, okay. And the guy I wanted to say is probably out. It was a regular Superflex. I apologize.
Superflex, because I do have one quarterback in here.
Okay.
What changed yesterday? Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yeah. I think that would be a good answer right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it would have been as good of an answer yesterday. Let's see.
I'm like, what is he going to ask? Say DeSean Jackson or something? That's the same position. That's the only thing I can
I think I need to go a little bit lower than that guy. Who is around DK Metcalf? Different position. I feel like Metcalf's getting more and more valuable. Man, I'm sorry. I'm really stalling here because
you've already won the game.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Good point.
I'll go, I think I'm going to be a little bit low, but I'm going to go Melvin Gordon because the other guys that I'm thinking of, I think are going to be too high. So I'll say Melvin Gordon.
Right. I am going to go, I'm going to go DeAndre Swift.
I thought about saying him. Considered that.
All right. Let's keep it going. Rookie fever. Let's go Akers.
Just for fun, I'm going to say Mark Andrews.
Oh, we should definitely let Matt play for this round.
I'm
going
to say.
Yeah. Mark Andrews. That's a. Give me Mark Andrews.
I already like this game.
John said Melvin Gordon, who comes in. Oh, I guess I could say DK Metcalf comes in at 362 on the DLF Trade Analyzer. Melvin Gordon from John comes in at 281.6. Ooh, which is different.
I don't feel terrible there.
80.4. Next is Finero, who gave us Cam Akers at 317, the difference of 45. But the winner is Swags with, I almost called him DJ Swift, DeAndre Swift at 392.9, a difference of 30.9.
Wow. What about Andrews? What about Mark Andrews?
He's got
329.
Was it muted? My bad.
Also very close.
Yeah, that's pretty close too.
So you would have came in second.
Nice.
Okay, so
that's actually pretty good. All four of us came that close. Anytime you're in double digits, we've kind of determined you're not too terrible.
No, the Melvin Gordon one was pretty terrible.
Not the super terrible.
I wanted to go with every running back I kept thinking of was, well, I'm not going to say them because I might use them for somebody else, but they were all going to be a lot higher, I think.
All right, I guess we'll have to find out because this next one is.
I don't value DK Metcalf like others. I apologize.
I was in the middle of a transition, John.
You really were.
Carson Wentz, okay? Swags, give me someone to trade for Carson Wentz.
I'm going to say Travis Kelce.
Next is Finero.
I'm going to go... Miles Sanders too high? It is super flex. Give me Miles Sanders.
It's a good answer, and that's what I was going to say, I think.
All right, so I'm going to go. I'll go Josh Jacobs, which is who I immediately thought of after I said Melvin Gordon before and said, oh, I think should have said Josh Jacobs.
That's
all I'll use him here because I think they're going to be close.
That's good, too. I was going to say Kittle since Kelce was said.
Wow, you guys are a bunch of a-holes and just completely made this look easy. All right, so Swags lost this round. He gave first Carson Wentz 548.7, and then so that's a difference of 93.7. Second place is Finero, who gave Miles Sanders at 542.5, a difference of 6.2.
Oh, wow. Oh my god! And that's not the winner.
I don't win.
Josh Jacobs at 546.1, which is a difference of 2.6.
Wow. Oh my God.
And the worst part is George Kittle, 552.6. That's a difference of 4.
Oh my Lord.
Wow.
Holy cow. Third place with 6?
That might be
a new
absurd
record.
Yeah, there's
of absurdity.
There's we've never that. I mean, literally, I wonder if there's a player closer than Carson Wentz. Or player closer than Josh Jacobs to Carson Wentz.
I mean, here, let's go find out. No. Kittle's on top. Kittle's on top. Jacobs is below, and Sanders is one below that.
Wow.
That Kittle's is, literally Carson no bottom.
One. Literally
that's
no one.
Amazing.
Damn.
Making my game look bad.
I'm just going to walk out on that one.
You probably should. And
probably. I should probably retire.
All right, so next one is a 2021 first. Okay, I should tell you who goes first. John goes first because John got the last one, won the last round.
So, quick question. Is there any type of separation? Like, do we know, like, any type of mid, late, early, just random first?
2021 first. At least when I was clicking around, I did not see that DLF did the distinction yet.
All right. A single random first. Let's go Robert Woods. God, a random first. There's such a big range from might be an early to what might be a late. Like, that's I guess I should have gone for.
You just say mid. You just say
yeah.
Mid.
Random is the same as mid.
Who's next?
I think I want somebody that would be a late first. Oh, well.
Finero's next.
I'm going to go Scary Terry. Terry McLaurin.
All right, Swags, you're up.
Is Matt up? Well, I will go Odell Beckham Jr.
God, can OBJ can be bought for a random 2021 first?
No, he cannot.
I don't know if Terry McLaurin can either.
McLaren, maybe, but
especially if his owner refers to him by any nickname, then it's definitely not a single first.
No,
If he calls him Scary Terry,
to be fair,
definitely asking for more.
To be fair,
I'm going to say
that a lot.
You're going to have to do some editing and put that drop in there, and actually record the clip from Letterkenny and just drop it in every time.
Let me put the chances of that into the trade analyzer and see.
Zero. You know. Do it.
I'm going to say Drew Locke.
Oh, I like that one, Matt.
Okay, let me put it this way. Drew Locke is at least closer than Odell Beckham Jr. So a 2021 first comes in at 253.3. And I think I typed these into the wrong spots. But so Swags with Odell Beckham Jr. at 497.1, a difference of 243.8.
Now we're talking. Oh, this is what we usually look like when we play this game.
Let's see. John was next with Robert Woods at 216.6, which is a difference of 36.7.
Okay.
Which means the winner was Finero at 259, which is a difference of 5.7.
Damn. What?
Back to back?
Finero killing it.
Back to back under 7 points?
That's crazy.
Drew Locke, 304.6. So that's about 50-something points.
Dang.
You guys don't understand. I'm going to have to hear about this all night tomorrow on Ricky Fever.
As well you should.
If anybody out there is selling OBJ or Terry McLaurin for a single first, folks, I might actually be interested in McLaurin at that price.
Oh, I would absolutely be.
And I would be interested in OBJ at that price for sure.
Okay, so I screwed up, and I mean, it doesn't really matter anymore, but I created six games for some reason, which is a terrible idea when there are three players, and each of you have one so far.
This game isn't important.
It doesn't matter. It makes me feel important that as the host that this matters.
All right.
So here's one where there's two players. There's two rookies in this one. T. Higgins and Laviska Shenault. You have to give me one player at a different position. So since Finaro won, he goes first.
Okay. These are two seconds.
Watch how you're talking about my boy T. Higgins.
Go ahead and talk it out for us. Guide us all the way there if you want.
Yeah, here I probably should shut up now. So I'm going to go ahead and go. Hmm. Oh, right. Different position. Damn it.
I got mine if you want me to go first.
I know that I didn't even realize how easy this really would be to answer.
Really?
Let me see if I want to see if my answer would be right.
Go ahead.
What are you thinking, John?
Go ahead, John. There's a lot. Go for it.
I'll say Justin Herbert.
Wait, did Finaro answer?
No. John go because I was taking my good old time.
There was a different position that I thought about going, but I'll go Justin Herbert. I got my backup answer there too.
That was actually going to be my answer, Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
Because it really just occurred to me, like,
you could figure out from rookie ADP what these two positions equal.
Yep.
That's exactly how I got the Herbert and why I left the other person that I left.
I did not think that through when I was
That's how I got to mine too.
Whoops, my bad. Using two rookies was a bad move.
I said Jalen Reagor.
I mean, it's the same position, so you can't use them.
Yeah, you can't use them.
Oh, damn it.
Use the running back that's right by him. That was my
initial. Keyshawn Vaughn.
Yeah.
Vaughn's too low. I checked that too.
Keyshawn Vaughn was my initial thought, but DLF hates him, so.
Yes. Keyshawn Vaughn is lower than T. Higgins.
Oh, my God.
As well he should be.
Yes, 100%.
How about the reality value? No, that's not going to work.
It'll work, Finero.
It's not
order
work.
Doesn't matter anymore since John went. Yeah. So Swags, if you got someone, just throw it out.
I'm just going to ruin
Todd Gurley.
That's what I was. Never mind.
You took your time. This is your fault, Finero.
No, I think this is a. I think that's a not a great one anyway. So whatever.
Oh damn.
That's a not a great one.
I was going to use it, but now it's a terrible thought.
Yeah, exactly. The Keyshawn Vaughn, I didn't get out soon enough. I was supposed to go first. And I gave up my spot, so I deserve everything's coming to me right now.
He's like the NFL draft, man. He just it passes by you, and you got to scream out your answer.
All right, so I'll just go Le'Veon Bell.
Ooh, I actually think that's probably pretty good.
I'll say Sam Darnold.
Really?
I like the Darnold one. I like both the Herbert and the Darnold, though, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I gotta believe Darnold's worth really way more, like, right?
We have to try and find a way to make the, I like name, the trade harder, I think. Because Swags, hold on, let me.
2-for-1s and 1-for-2s are hard if you don't include just rookies. Right. We all are so on top of where the rookies are right now.
Exactly.
So Swags put out T. Higgins, 130.8. Laviska Shenault, 77.3. So it's a total of 208.1. Swags put out Gurley, who is 260, a difference of 51.9.
Not bad at all.
John put out Herbert at 176.9, a difference of 31.2. And Finero, who I am now convinced is cheating, gave Lev Bell, which is 198, a difference of 10.1.
That's ridiculous.
Nice.
Sam Darnold, by the way, 223.4.
Good Lord.
So 15-ish.
Ooh, I got that one.
I have never left this game feeling good about understanding trade values until today.
Oh, no. This doesn't really work for straight-up trade value. Like,
I'm just saying, like, I've never come this close in any of these types of games, I don't think.
It felt like an ADP game to me, honestly. Like, I was just thinking, okay, if I combine these two and then I just match it to this one person, that's kind of where I was going in my head instead of trade value. Because you're right, McLaurin, you're going to need more than a first. But it felt like that's kind of where the ADP would be. Like, that's kind of where everyone feels like that about where he should be. So I felt pretty good about, like, that one. I didn't feel good about Lev Bell, but I just got tired of thinking.
I guess it worked out for you. So maybe just don't think for the next two, because I got two more.
Yeah. Think less.
Yes. Think less.
So then the next one is Evan Engram.
Ooh.
And Finero goes first.
All right.
So maybe if he decides to.
No, I have to. Enough's enough. I want to go running back, but why don't we go Dobbins? That one's good.
I like where your head's at with the rookies, though, because you can pinpoint draft picks. I think so. I'm gonna go back to Rieger like I did answered last time incorrectly, or I guess illegally.
I'm just gonna say Swags goes next because the cursor's on his name.
I'm gonna go DJ Shark.
I wanted to say Akers, but I don't know if I'm allowed to say him because we've already used him. Is that correct?
Did we?
I think we used him. I think somebody said Akers earlier.
Yeah,
Romero said Akers.
So you would know his value technically. Point total, so that's not my game.
Let's see. So I have to think of somebody else in that range.
Yeah.
Now we're all cheating using the rookies now. Let's see.
Yeah, what was I thinking?
Yeah, that was really wrong for now.
That's just horrible.
Spoiler alert. That was really, really wrong.
Yeah. Even in
not as wrong as Odell Beckham. Oh, that's a lie. It's actually much worse than Odell Beckham.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Well,
I had it coming. I'm giving John a lot of time here. Just busting off. Yeah.
I'll go ahead and just throw out James Conner.
Ooh. I don't hate that.
That's a good, I'm just going to say.
Yeah, I don't hate that at all.
See you, Matt. Thanks for jumping in tonight.
We got the really wrong answer out of the way. Hold on, I just want to find Rieger. Okay, so Evan Engram comes in at 176.5. J.K. Dobbins comes in at 484.1, a difference of 307.6, which is... I apologize for my incorrectness before, the largest gap we have had tonight.
It is.
In second place is Swags with DJ Shark, who comes in at 238.9, a difference of 62.4.
Not bad.
And we'll just say Jalen Rieger is 213.1. So that's... He got so upset he left.
He said he was leaving in the chat, but he waited to hear his score before he left. That's hilarious.
That is, yes.
Is that like dropping the mic?
A little bit. So John using Connor at 178.21, a difference of
God
1.71.
That's again. Wow. They have to be back to back in the value. Like if you look at it,
crazy.
There can't be somebody closer. That's nuts.
Throwing darts tonight.
Oh, man.
Freaking darts.
I'm going to send some trade offers tonight.
I guess we're not throwing darts. We're throwing bullseyes.
Okay. Last go round.
I got to redeem myself. Give it to me.
A 2021 second.
Oh, jeez.
What?
Those have value?
Do they? I don't know.
I don't know. I just traded the 208 for a 2020 second or 2021 second today because I am in a salary cap league where I wasn't going to be able to afford to sign the guy at 208. So I literally sent it to every single person for a rant for whatever their 2021 second was. One person accepted, so that's good. All right, 2021.
Wait, hold on. There are three players in between James Conner and Evan Engram.
Wow. Who? Are you allowed
wow.
to? Wow. You probably shouldn't tell us because they probably all have the value of around the 2021 second. Just tell
no, they
us.
Don't.
Just tell us we won't use them. I'm very curious. Who is it?
Christian Kirk, 177.18. Teddy Bridgewater, 176.94, and Justin Herbert, 176.90.
Oh my!
So you could have gotten to 0.8 difference.
Hmm. Yeah, I actually can see all those being pretty equal. Okay, what are we? 2021 second.
Okay, so if
I got one,
if John, hold on, if John or Finero win this, they win the game. If Swags win it, I'm going to pull up a tiebreaker just because I'm not ending. I don't even care if this game doesn't count. We're not ending on a freaking tie.
Okay.
So technically John goes first.
Okay. I'll go first. I'll go Zach Moss.
Okay. You punching that in, Russ?
I am. I'm typing. Next is Swags.
All right. I'm going to go, man, I almost said one player. Then I was like, what about this guy? I'm going to go LaVisca Chenault.
Can't use
we already
him.
Gave his.
That was my initial. That's who I wanted to say.
Since technically we already gave the number of his value, we can't use him.
Brandon Ayuk.
You guys are a-holes. You know that?
You made a game where we can use rookies, Russ. And we all know how to use rookies right now. What jerks.
On Finero.
People who play within the rules to try and win.
You could do this.
I will not use a rookie, so I'm going to take a chance. This name is the first name that came to my mind. Kerryon Johnson.
God, I have so much Kerryon. I think I might take some seconds for that. Ooh, I wonder if I could get. That's close. Because if that's close, I want to get some seconds for him.
You know what everybody will tell you. He's young.
He is young. He is young.
You guys are the worst.
Oh, good. I'm close.
No, somebody is. Swags won, so I'm going to have to do a tiebreaker. 2021 second comes. You were all under, by the way. 2021 second comes in at 91.3. Zach Moss, 63.2. So that's 28 apart. Ayuk at 71.5, which is 19.8, and Kerryon at 67.15, which is 24.15.
All again, pretty close.
So close. Where was Marlon Mack? That was my back dancer.
You would have won that. 73.616.
Wow.
Those two were like perfect.
Now we got to. What's the tiebreaker?
Do you want to take rookies out for the tiebreaker, Russ?
Yeah, I think we should.
You can take rookies out if you want.
Yeah, because if I'm like, let me go like Zeke Elliott, and then that's just so freaking easy. Just go to another wide receiver with a first round ADP. So,
John, I bet you can get a second from the Swift owner as long as it's not me.
You mean the Kerryon? You said Swift.
No, from the Swift owner.
No, you can if you're selling Kerryon.
I think I might have to look into that tonight.
All right, so here we go for all the imaginary beans. Calvin Ridley. Because this is my damn show and I love Calvin Ridley.
Mm. Yes, you do. Am I trading him to you, Russ? Oh, no, it's the calculator, or it's the analyzer. It's not just you.
Oh, yeah. The answer, if it were me, would be very, very different.
You said Ezekiel Elliott. So what would I have to put on top of Ezekiel Elliott to get Calvin Ridley from you?
It's not even worth it. It's a running back. Why? I don't even want that.
Obviously, you don't like winning.
Talk to Swags. Listen to our trade negotiations are awful because he loves running backs. I love wide receivers. So we just start yelling like, what do you like? I thought that was a smash accept. What are you talking about?
And we're saying no rookies in this one, right? Although I think we've named pretty much every rookie running back that would be right.
Yes.
It would be equal to him anyways. Who's going? Do we have an order here or what?
Well, Swags won that, so Swags can go first.
Oh, I thought it was just between these guys because it's a tiebreaker.
No, it's just all three of you have two.
We tied all together, dude.
I'm sorry. Do you have to guess one more thing? You don't want to play anymore? That's fine. You
can I'll go Daniel Jones.
That's a good answer.
Why did I just type Jones? That was the worst idea ever.
Oh, man, maybe Julio, too.
Over Julio there, same would be a very good answer, but yeah, same
Actually, position. There are two Jones that are literally right next to each other, and neither of them are Julio.
Who's up next?
Well, I'm sticking with Daniel.
Okay, John can go next.
I'm next? Okay, let's see. Calvin Ridley. God, I want to name every rookie running back. That's all that I keep thinking.
Nobody said, I don't think we use, oh, we can't use rookies, can we?
No, I think I got mine.
I will say, I'll, screw it. I'll say Leonard Fournette, but I don't think he, I think that's a bit. Wait, did I already say him for another answer?
No, he didn't.
Okay. I'll say Leonard Fournette. I want Ridley by a mile, though.
The only reason I like that answer, because he was already on the screen, so I don't have to search for him.
I'm going to go Zach Ertz.
Oh, man, that's... Oh, I should have went Kelsey might be too high.
I thought the tight ends was a little
tight end, weird. I didn't really think about them too much, yeah. Out,
like, where that
yeah, was. You shouldn't have.
But I didn't want to go high like Mark.
Should have went Kelsey.
The bad news is that Swag's just won.
Wow.
Yay, good job.
Behind!
Calvin Ridley is 367.2. And Finero gave Zach Ertz at 239.8, a difference of 127.4. How dare you?
Yeah.
It's insulting.
Russ. Yeah, exactly. The next is John with Leonard Fournette, which was 333.7, a difference of 33.5.
Dang.
And then Daniel Jones, who is 348.56, a difference of 18.6.
Wow. Yeah, oh,
wow. Really good answer.
You have come a long way since Odell.
What would Kelsey have been? I'm just curious. He's probably more, but I think I would run Ridley.
Wait, hold on. Swags, you said you were talking about rookies, and you said, well, we haven't used, and then you trailed off. Who were you going to say?
Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah, I definitely wanted to go with him.
Oh, that's going to be way too high. I can't even – where the hell is he? Jonathan Taylor is literally –
Well, it wasn't my guess. Jonathan Taylor is
14.8.
Wow. He's what? It would have been a difference of 14.8.
No, Jonathan Taylor is 614.
Oh, what? Okay.
You're not getting the 102, 103 for Calvin Ridley?
Okay. My apologies. I think higher of Calvin Ridley, I guess.
Which I appreciate.
Sorry about that, Russ.
The reason I asked the question, and Travis Kelce, 455, by the way. The reason I asked was because the player right above Calvin Ridley is Tua. So a rookie would have given you the... Well, the second best answer because Cortland no, because that wouldn't even work. Yeah, and Matt Ryan was on the other side of him. So Swags wins the imaginary doesn't matter game.
Went Matt Ryan. Like, that really pisses me off. You said Matt Ryan's right there?
Yeah, 4 point difference.
Sheesh.
You're making that up.
No, because it was the whole Ridley, Matt Ryan. I did that earlier, too. I did, like, the same team, and it worked out. Damn it.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, John wins, and we're all a little sadder for it. But congratulations, John.
Thanks for the support, Russ. I appreciate it.
I'm going to go back to hosting games without you and Matt around so someone else can win. But thank you very much, Michael Finero. And
thanks for having us.
Swaggy Swags. I know your first name. I just refuse to use it. before we... hit up the dusty trail and get the hell out of here and I go to bed. Why don't you again remind people who you are, what you do, where they could find that?
I'm a lot shorter, Swag, so I'll go first. I am, you can find me at Aardvark TV, and I help co-host Rookie Fever at Rookie Fever on Twitter. And Swags, take it over from here for all the plethora of podcasts you do.
I'm Swagzilla 0G. On the Twatterverse, and you can hear my voice on Super Flexible Podcast and Fantasy Football Breakdown, and as the Feverish Finero said, Rookie Fever. They're just, thanks for having us. Tons of fun. I mean, I kind of sucked at most of this, but it's a pleasure, honestly.
As I told you, the important part of coming on the show is not even really getting things right. It's just talking and having fun because, like, the first time I was ever on, this jerk over here did Christmas movies.
Yes, and that was fantastic.
There's a holiday I don't really celebrate, and that is Christmas.
Actually, I think it was all Elf for you, wasn't it? It was just the movie Elf.
No, there was there was Greg the Leg Lamp.
Oh yes, how you don't still. I know even if you don't celebrate Christmas, which I totally get and understand, I can't imagine that you're not still aware of the leg lamp from.
No, Christmas, I right? No, I got that. I got that eventually, but. Cotton-headed Ninny Muggins?
Yes, Cotton-headed Ninny Muggins.
Someone who has seen Elf once in their life in the
Dak
theater.
Cotton-headed Ninny Muggins.
How am I? Yeah, that's not gonna. So yes, there is absolutely time for
you. Movie though. Yeah, that's hilarious.
No, it was good for what it was.
That gif is also used all over that little thing called the internet.
To this day, I've still literally never seen that gif used, unless it was me using it to you right after that show.
So annoying.
Look, to be fair.
To be fair.
Okay, that one I did on purpose.
Yes, I knew you did.
So, like I was saying before,
come on, guys.
Yeah, it's not about getting it right. It's just about having fun and being a jerk about it. But thank you for coming on. I hope you did have fun. Everyone, I hope you had fun listening. I apologize for me singing, but I at least had fun. And that's what really matters on these shows is me having fun.
Oh, that was the best part.
Russ, I've got two things. One, I want more Disney song clues because those were freaking fantastic. And then also, everyone out there, I am going to go ahead and start up the Fantasy Football Battle Royale as well. I wasn't sure if we were going to do it this year or not, but if anybody out there is interested in that, it is a league that combines some DFS elements, auction elements. You've got some waiver wire strategy. It's a fun little league where 64 teams come in and one team leaves as the winner after 6 weeks.
So. And it will not be me. And also, we are doing a contest for Dynasty Game Night. Yes. I'm going to try and get this out tomorrow, the day after, so that people actually have time to listen to this and then sign up. We are going to do a somewhat Scott Fishbowl-related name game tournament, which the prize, it's going to be 3 rounds, 4, depending on how many people we get to sign up. The prize will be a spot on a future episode of Dynasty Game Night whenever scheduling works for that person, and one free item from the ffpodshirts.storeenvy.com store of Dynasty Game Night. You can get a shirt, you can get a mug, you get a sticker. If there's anything else that's not ridiculously priced that you prefer, we'll do that too.
Nice.
Ridiculously priced to be determined later. But thanks everyone for listening. Thanks everyone for coming on. I am out of here. Bye.